Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, it's Dr. Craig Martin. You're listening to the Inside Connection. I just want to say that this is the second time I'm going to be doing this show. For those of you who were listening live about an hour ago, I'm sorry something happened with the studio on air with Blog Talk, but I'm not going to get into that too much. I'm just rescheduled it, and I'm going to do it again. So, I probably need to get more candy. Happy Halloween. This is such a great time of the year, and it's such a fantastic day. There's so much energy in the air, so much magic that we can make today. In fact, it's raining in LA this morning, which is really unusual. We don't usually get rain for maybe another month or even two. So the sky is cloudy and dark, and it's a very Halloween day. And in tradition, you know, spirit is able to move even more fluidly between the worlds when there's mist or rain. So that's kind of exciting for today. We still have the sun in Scorpio, about 8 degrees Scorpio. In fact, this day is roughly, the midpoint, mid-autumn. And it means that we're very close to halfway between the end of summer and the beginning of winter. So right in between those two, the end of summer and the beginning of winter, this is that transitional time of fall. Many of the symbols and meanings associated with Halloween are connected with this symbology of this time, the shortening days, the early coming of darkness, the fact that there's so much darkness right now in the morning, the falling of the leaves off of the trees, all of these things universally connect us with death and dying, since there's a feeling, you know, at this time of the year that things are coming to an end. Certainly, in past times, there was a very distinct end to the growing season, and people really needed to make sure they had sufficient supplies to carry them through to spring, or this time indeed would ensure them meeting their end. Halloween historically dates all the way back to the Celts, a group of people that lived in northern Europe up to about 2,500 years ago, which is quite a long time ago, but still the history where we live it today. The Celts and their priest class, who were called the Druids, created rituals and celebrations that marked different times of the year for the people, much like we have our own celebrations and rituals today. We certainly have them in the United States, and many of them come from ancient times like this. In fact, for the Celts, October the 31st was the last day of the year, and November 1st was their New Year's Day. Kind of interesting, right? So they put this big celebration and transitional time associated with this time of death, and then November 1st was like the birth of the new year. Halloween was believed to be the day when the wall between this world, the physical world, and the world of spirit was very thin. It was so thin, in fact, that it becomes like a sheer curtain, something that you might easily be able to see through or just as easily brush aside and step through. The Celts believed that it was not only possible for us to travel to the realm of spirit on Halloween, but more importantly, spirits from the other side, the dead, their ghosts, or entities from the unseen world could step through the barrier between us and them and join us here. And not only was it possible, but that they do. That's why we carve pumpkins and dress in costumes, because those parts of the Halloween ritual might in fact protect us from any harm that an angry or malevolent spirit might bring into our home or our lives. The pumpkins and costumes help to scare away unfriendly spirits or make us unrecognizable to them. It was a party, and it still is today, right? But it had the intention of warding off the bad energy. And since the Celts were moving into a new year, they wanted to make sure they left anything unpleasant in the past. So that's where all this Halloween custom arises from. It comes from this ancient European civilization that saw changing light at this time of the year and connected it to the dead and to the spirit world. They felt, not just as a belief, but as an actual feeling and knowing, that the accessibility of that world at Halloween was present for them, and they wanted to make the best of it. Today, we still have costumes and pumpkins. We even include a children's candy ritual, something also to appease the spirits. Houses that have treats are thought to be spirit-friendly, and those that aren't, well, they get tricks, or worse, a visit from the dead. It's funny about having the candy and children playing and children being happy and making children happy. That energy attracts the positive spirits to your home and to your house. Negative, more negative spirits are attracted to the opposite. The merriment is what causes the positive spirits to want to come and join. But what's the truth about all of this? You know, is there a thin wall between us and the other side? Can it be crossed today or tonight? It's a really good question because the implications of it are really deep if, in fact, it does exist. I think the important question that we want to ask ourselves first has to do with ancestry. Our ancestors, the people we descended from, who were they? You have to know that even though you don't remember or have ever even heard of most of your ancestors, you know, like your father's great-great-grandfather or your mother's great-great-grandmother, they still lived. But who thinks very much about those people, right? But they existed, and you are who you are because they existed. If they hadn't lived, you wouldn't be alive right now. In fact, all that you are, genetically speaking, at the very least, has been handed down to you through your parents and their parents before them, and cumulatively all the ancestors that have gone before you. And that's why we have a ritual for the dead. It's more an honoring and a remembering of family that came before you, a celebration of sorts, marking our place in time and history by remembering the place and time of those that came before us. Without our ancestry, what are we? Random? Probably not just random. We are, in fact, the accumulation of those people that have come before us and everything that we attempt to accomplish. So, and your ancestors on this night can be called in. I think the spirits would be very unhappy to think that you don't have a moment for them, or an evening, or a night of merry costumed adventure. And believe me, you don't want unhappy spirits. But you can access them. We can actually access them tonight. We can do a collective type of ritual or meditation where we simply sit and call them in and feel their presence and reach out to them. We may not even know who they are, but they're there. They're following us. Remember, you are their lineage, so they want to see that you've expanded and grown on their dreams and efforts, and they're here to assist you. In fact, our present dreams and efforts may be an expansion of theirs. As lifetimes move forward, we certainly remain connected as family groups and extended friendships and significant others repeatedly entering our lives for common purpose. Anyone who may believe in the idea of the soul's movement through the physical plane as a series of lifetimes that for the soul are not connected in any, you know, that are, as for the soul are not connected, are not disconnected You know, there's a connection between each lifetime that the soul recognizes as one long stream of learning consciousness. And that within those lifetimes and connections, we're reconnecting with family groups and extended friendships and significant others, people who are souls who are repeatedly entering our lives for a common purpose that we've made agreements to grow together. It means we're meeting each other again, and we know it. We can feel it. That's why connection has the mysterious draw that it does, because as souls, as the spirit beings that we truly are, we recognize each other. It's sort of a very deep and cosmic experience, that feeling, I've known you. Or when I'm in your presence, I get the sense that we've been here before. Attraction is not just some exclusively physically based experience. It can't be. It has to be more that specific individuals that we're encountering, we've encountered before. We have specific life lessons that we're learning together, that we've made agreements to learn together, because that's how we're experiencing the physical plane. We're experiencing not as us alone. We're not in an alone experience. We're in an experience of us and another person, or more than one person, but fundamentally one person, engaging in a specific lesson. That's the spiritual part. That's why we recognize each other. That's why we know there's something important for us each to accomplish. On this day and night, our journey in this life gives us an opportunity to connect with those spirits who we have known but who are on the other side, the spirit side. So it's like saying, well, sometimes we encounter somebody here in the living who we know, we feel, we know them. Oh, wow, I feel like I've really known you for a long, long time. Yeah, me too. And there are people, spirits, souls, who are not here, who we actually have the same connection with, spirits we have known. It's a funny thing, you know, this word spiritual. I think a lot of people think that it means someone who believes in spiritual things. Oh, this person is spiritual, so they believe in God or they believe in spiritual things. But it's more than that. It's a lot more than that, really. Spiritual means that we recognize ourselves as spirit, as energy, and that we recognize the spirit in all things. Not just the physical aspect of life, but the energy as well. That energy is what's so palpable today. It's what's so present today, because there's another side where it's all energy, where it's all energy. And that side, the side where it's not so physical, is interfaced with this side where it seems all physical, but it's just a mirror in the physical of the energy. A truly spiritual life remains connected to that truth in every way. Spirit in all things. Spirit in the living, spirit in the dead. Well, we're all going to have fun tonight, I hope. Pay attention to who you open the door for, and more specifically, who you invite in. I'm going to leave you with a little Halloween dreamscape. Now listen close and do not fear. The ghosting hour is very near, and if it rains or wind does blow, you should not ask or want to know about the things that lie in wait or hide in shadows at your gate. For all you need is right at hand. A wish is yours at your command, but make it quick, yet make it wise before your mind won't let it stick. I'm Dr. Craig, and I'll be here next Monday.